I'm Hilary, and this is the short podcast from Adept English. Use our podcasts to practice your understanding of spoken English and build your confidence. Listening to English spoken clearly by a native speaker, with explanations of any difficult words and a transcript available on our website at adeptenglish.com, it's a really good way to learn. And we cover all kinds of subjects, all kinds of topics. We like to be topical, and right now, today's podcast is no exception to this. So, are you all ready for the wedding that is going to take place next weekend? If you're in the UK, it would be very difficult to miss what's happening next weekend. And if you're in a different country, well, it probably depends whether or not weddings, and indeed royal weddings, are of interest to you. Next weekend, on Saturday the 19th of May, our very own Prince Harry, son of Prince Charles, son of Diana, Princess of Wales, and grandson of Queen Elizabeth II, is getting married. And, I'm sure you know already, his bride-to-be, means his future bride, is Meghan Markle, an American actress. Initially, there was a lot written in the British newspapers about the fact that Meghan Markle is mixed race. She's 36 and divorced. I guess in some ways this is remarkable, but in others, in Britain's multicultural society, it's just pleasingly normal that people of mixed race come together and people divorce and remarry. I think that it's helpful to the image of the royal family that such things are no longer an issue. This contrasts, I think, with Prince Charles marrying someone like Lady Diana Spencer, who was much younger, not so worldly wise. Perhaps the choice of bride here was much more about the expectations of traditional royalists. So, of course, in the end, this marriage wasn't a success. Charles was always much more suited to Mrs. Parker Bowles, or the Duchess of Cornwall, as we know her now. That's not to say that Diana didn't do a wonderful job. I think she did a much better job of being a royal than many of the royals did back then. And memories of Diana are partly why we're so affectionate for Princes William and Harry, especially Harry. Probably because of the influence of his mother, he seems much more like a normal person than people like Prince Charles or Princess Anne. William and Harry are down to earth. You also get the impression that they have fun and there's a sense of humour. Harry, like any young man, has made mistakes. He's had negative news stories. I think in the end, we just like him more for this. He's been foolish at times, which most of us can relate to. And William and Harry seem genuinely to believe in charity and good causes. They know how to use their position to make good things happen. And they can relate to normal people. I think that this is almost entirely Diana's influence. Apart from the Queen, to a degree, I don't think the rest of the family are like this at all. Prince Charles especially seems remote and aloof by comparison. And Meghan Markle? Well, it's difficult to know what sort of person she is. She looks very pretty, and I think that being 36 years old and having more experience of life will mean that she has a better chance of making the adjustment to the role of being within the royal family. She seems very sweet. How sweet she is really underneath, I guess we'll find out. And apparently they are planning to have children quite quickly, so there will be some cousins for George, Charlotte and little Louis, who was born in April. So next Saturday the 19th at 12 o'clock British summer time is the date and time. Will Meghan wear a white dress, or will she go with tradition and wear a cream dress because she's been married before? What titles will be given to the couple on the day? Perhaps the Duke and Duchess of Sussex? Who knows? Windsor, where they're getting married, is only half an hour's drive from where I live. But I think I'll see more of the wedding if I watch it on TV. It'll be something to watch over lunch next Saturday. And if the FA Cup final is more your thing, then don't worry, that's at 5:30. And if you don't care about the royal wedding, then just use this podcast to practice your English language as usual. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.